Here is Bobby listening in Delray Beach, Florida on Sirius XM channel 131.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. My question is, it's just a brief question. I'm not married, although I have a problem with intimacy. So my thing is, with this relationship I have with the father, I don't know how to accept love because I've come from a broken childhood, a broken family. I didn't have a father. I didn't grow up with a father. So I have no idea how to accept fatherly love. I've gone through a lot of things in my life, a lot of trauma, a lot of abuse, a lot of sexual abuse, trust issues as a child, neglect, few things, you know, to say the least. I don't know how to accept that love or how to conceive the type of love I'm supposed to embrace. I never had the human, you know, the actual, you know, our human, my father, as an example. So right. I just, you know, to get the connection of that is kind of hard for me. So I don't know. Maybe you guys can kind of.
Well, Bobby, that makes sense. I want to just validate, though, that even if you had the human version of a father, you may still have this challenge. Because some of us grew up with a dad that wasn't safe or a dad that was safe but fallible, right? And so none of us get that godly agape, just all in love from any human. So as much as some of us have had great fathers and love them, they couldn't hold a candle to what it is that we get from God. And so I mentioned earlier about these three radicals: radical acceptance, radical transparency, and radical forgiveness. If you could start to maybe meditate on, sit with, think on those three things, because for me, that's what God's love represents. I am 100% accepted. God fully accepts you with all your flaws and faults and traumas and trauma responses and all the bad, all the good, all the ugly, all the beautiful. God fully accepts. That's the first thing, radical acceptance. And I say radical because it's beyond anything we can understand. So you can stop trying to wrap your head around it because it's never going to make sense. No one loves like this. And then the second thing is radical transparency. God wants to show up authentically, be who you are. Unfortunately, a lot of us get a lot of noise from a lot of other places about who we should be, but be who God's creating you to be. And that answer is inside of you. And then the last part is radical forgiveness. God is forgiven, the ultimate forgiveness. And I carry those three things inside of me and try to generously offer that to others in other relationships, because that's how I experience God's love through others in my life. And so I try to give those radicals, that's as close as I can come to sharing godly love. I'm going to radically accept you for who you are, that which is going to mean that I'm going to have to forgive because you're going to do some things I don't necessarily like. And that gives you room to be transparently who you are. And a good Christian counselor can help you walk through the steps of getting your life to a place where you can lean into being who you are and loving yourself, because God says to love him with our heart, soul, and mind, but also to love others as we love ourselves. And that is where I think you will begin to really experience the love of God, is in you beginning to experience loving yourself because you're created in his image.
Yeah. So, Bobby, right. I'm wondering, have you done any work on this at all? Like, have you been to a counselor group, anything like that?
No, currently I'm actually doing you guys life recovery, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, so that was going to be what I suggest, because Bobby, you have a thought process in your head. What is it supposed to be? What is it? What's the level? What does that look like? You just know that you don't have it now, but it almost seems unattainable because there's a picture in your head of what it's supposed to be. And so I love that you're in a group. I think that's a great way to start to experience relationship. And then there's practices like what Jackie's talking about, but also getting the healing from the abuse, the trauma, the, you know, just the life experiences that you've had. It's amazing because we're not always aware, just like you said, Jackie, if you had an in-person father, you might have to have some work on overcoming who he was. So the work that you have to do in healing is going to draw you closer to God the Father, because you'll understand yourself better along the journey. I'm just really glad that you're asking these questions, and I hope that something that we've said has encouraged you. I think How We Love would be a great book to send, Bobby, because it talks about the history, about how we attach with people. I just, and keep doing the group, because it'll make a difference.